The Defense Department is seeing an increase in its projected IT spending for 2016 for the first time in 3 years. The increase is not very big. It's just 1.6%, but that's an extra $500 million. Sean McCarthy is Research Director at IDC Government Insights and my first guest on Industry Chatter today, looking at where that $500 million could be going. I thought it was interesting, the juxtaposition of the gross dollar amount and the percentage increase, Sean, in the work that you're presenting. Thanks for coming on today.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it really is kind of interesting because I think it's, you talked about the fact that it's been 3 years, but I'd like to take a little bit broader view and pull it back about 10 years. So let's talk about 2006 versus 2015. And during that period, overall information technology spending, just IT spending for DOD, went down about 11.9%. During that same period, interestingly, the spending for civilian agencies increased by 49.6%, so almost 50%. So at one time, DOD was the larger bucket, and now by far the civilian agencies are. Part of that is because of a lot of money that's gone into Department of Health and Human Services, improving systems for not only tracking healthcare, but related to requiring health care for all citizens, et cetera. So that ate up some of that money on the civilian side. But on the DOD side, we have seen a bunch of consolidation and a few cuts here and there. And overall, it's led to that almost 12% dip in the last 10 years.
How much is categorization an issue when you're doing research like this, Sean? I'll give you the big example. The big kahuna over the last couple of days has been the announcement yesterday that Leidos would get this deal for $4 billion in the next couple of years to start work on an EHR program. That's, I guess that's technology, that's IT, but it also probably is categorized, or some of it could be categorized in a healthcare bucket. Or I mean, there's a number of different ways you can play all of these things, I imagine.
Absolutely. And but if we, count it certainly as government spending and that goes into the DOD side, we would, count. But here's the thing. When you hear an announcement of that size, keep in mind, first of all, it's usually multi-year in nature. Second of all, there often are numbers thrown around that represent the absolute top of the, the contract possibility. Very few contracts do we see that actually spend everything that they say that they are authorized to spend. You get a lot of spending in the first couple of years, and then things wane. So, yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but in reality, what you're talking about in that contract falls within the IT budget, usually, unless there's some sort of special spending bill that makes its way through Congress.
So we could, and you have, and we may later in this conversation get into the nuts and bolts of what's driving the 1.6% increase. But underneath that, what's the broader theme or themes that is or are pushing IT spending up, even though it's ever so slight in the Pentagon? And what's the prognosis for that to continue in the coming years, in your view?
It's interesting to note that if you were to look at the three major services, from an IT standpoint, they tend to lump the Navy and the Marine Corps together. So the three big buckets, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force. And then the fourth one is so-called defense-wide spending. And by that, we mean the types of programs that are of use to all of the services. Think of the Defense Logistics Agency or DISA and some of the work that they do. These are programs that are increasing in popularity or increasing simply because, the commanders have said, look, we're going to start consolidating some of these systems. So the ones that you saw most likely to consolidate were human resources management systems, financial management, some types of procurement, et cetera. So what used to be, hundreds of human resources management systems have boiled down to, just a couple of dozen. So that what we see is, and if you look at the individual services, like Army has gone down steadily just about every year. Now, part of that's also related to the fact that they had the slow winding down of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But it's also because of other things. At the same time, we've seen pretty steady, in some cases, very slight increases to the defense-wide programs. So that is a category that's making a difference if you were going to measure one group against the other.
The part of this, too, that I find interesting is discerning between the tooth and the tail type stuff, as former Secretary Gates described it. He talked about when it first became obvious that Pentagon budgets were going to start to shrink, about the necessity of moving money from things that didn't necessarily involve equipping warfighters to things that involved equipping warfighters. And my sense is, based on your work and the work that I see from other folks that are looking at this, is that that's going to be a big component we can expect to see change in the IT spending area in the DOD.
It could be, but keep in mind that information is power when it comes to the defense. So certainly from the standpoint of what's going into the intelligence agencies, and I should point out that the numbers I quoted here don't specifically include intelligence spending. So it may trickle into that, but they have their own budget going on right now, and we can talk about that probably some other day, because that's a very complicated conversation. But the types of places we're seeing the cuts are in those typical office systems like we just talked about, financial management, et cetera. Procurement, not so much, because it's becoming important to be more efficient with your procurement in order to make sure you're getting the best bang for the buck so that other bucks can go to the warfighter. Correct.
Sean McCarthy's research director at IDC Government Insights, and his latest work is called Business Strategy, U.S. Defense Department IT Forecast 2015 to 19, A Slight Recovery and New Opportunities. And I must confess, of all of the things that you wrote about here, my interest was piqued most by the new opportunities idea, because boy, oh boy, that's what contractors are just killing themselves to try to get in on.
Well, you can always do the easy road for that is to simply look at, Fed Biz Ops and see what's coming down the pipeline. But an increasing amount of government business is going through the systems integrators. If you were to go back a little more than 10 years, maybe 12 years ago or so, you think of the three big buckets of addressable spending: software, hardware, IT services. Those three slices of the pie were roughly the same. Over that time period, IT services has grown to be over 60%. It goes up and down a few percentage points every year, but that's what it is now. And why is that? It's because government increasingly is relying on the systems integrators to get it right for them, to build the systems, and in many cases to host the systems. And this also plays well into the idea of the expansion of cloud, which we're finally starting to see. Pretty good numbers here. So if you are a vendor looking for opportunities, it's becoming increasingly important to work within the partner ecosystem of the IT services vendors, because, they are one other sales channel for you.
You write in this report in detail, and mentioned briefly earlier in our conversation, the DOD-wide shared services that are starting to be offered. Is there a danger for companies that might become an all-or-nothing scenario for what you just laid out, which is they'll save a little bit of money by moving to these services, but they will be buying primarily from the same group of vendors, at least? Obviously not the same, because there will be some competition in those shared services dollars.
And certainly when you're talking about the military, there needs to be some level of redundancy, which is, something that's built into many things that they do. But that is a concern, because and I think, one good example is software licensing. Think of, how many purveyors of enterprise software there were a few years ago. And then there was a huge amount of consolidation. Look at all the companies that Oracle ended up picking up. So you always end up with fewer vendors to choose from, and those who survive, control more and more seats. That's just the nature of the beast.